Say, Lord, I have ears that hear.
Lord, I have ears that hear.
And eyes that see.
And eyes that see.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Numbers chapter 29. Numbers chapter 29. And according to the word of the Spirit, that solemnity is a time of reverence and awesome recognition that the old year is done and the new has come to life. Oh my.
Oh.
Eloy is here. I have a picture of him so I can prove it. Make yourself at home. On the first verse says, on the first day of the seventh month, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. It is a day for you to sound the trumpet, which we did, as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Prepare a burnt offering of one young bull, one ram, and seven male lambs, a year old, all without defects. We took the one lamb that we know has no defects, and you participated by receiving. With the bull, prepare a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil. With the ram, 2/10, and with each of the seven lambs, 1/10. Include one male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. These are in addition to the monthly and daily burnt offerings with their grain offerings and drink offerings as specified. They are offerings made to the Lord by fire, a pleasing aroma. Not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday, we will be celebrating the Day of Atonement. We need to be aware that these are the 10 days of awe, that there is going to be radical things happening to you in these days ahead. And when I say radical, it's things that will not be expected. So just be ready for the Lord to bless you and to open up the doors of revelation that He wants for you and me. I asked the Lord this morning what He wanted, and He told me to go to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11, just a few pages down the road. It's entitled in the NIV, Love and Obey the Lord. You say, well, these are Old Testament readings. Well, I've got news for you. Rosh Hashanah was celebrated by Jesus every single year of His earthly experience. And when He says to all of us, follow me, He means it. You say, well, I'm used to using the calendar from Rome. And you're actually bowing to the Roman gods. Do you ever listen to the day that we call Sunday? For the sun worshipers? Monday for the moon worshipers? And I could keep on going.
Oh, please do. What's
No, I don't want to. Okay. We're going to be off base.
Okay.
But just remember, when you open up your calendar, it's not God's calendar that you open.
Oh.
God's calendar is designed by Him. And it was coordinated by Him for you to follow His Son in every celebration. The year that came to life in me was in 1986. And I had a crisis of faith. When I say a crisis of faith, somebody confronted me like I'm confronting you right now. Are you ready to drop your foreign gods? And are you ready to pick up the God of Israel? The one God, the awesome Father, the recognized Son of the Most High, and who sent his Holy Spirit for all of us to enjoy. That's what he was up to. And by the way, he became able to do that when he became the sacrificial lamb. If you'll notice, there were seven lambs that they offered. Seven is the number of completion. So, verse 1 of Deuteronomy 11. Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. His decrees, not the Roman decrees. His laws and his commands always. Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God, his majesty, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm, the signs he performed and the things he did in the heart of Egypt, both to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his whole country. What he did to the Egyptian army, to his horses and chariots, how he overwhelmed them with the waters of the Red Sea as they were pursuing you, and how the Lord brought lasting ruin on them. It was not your children who saw what he did for you in the desert until you arrived at this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, and the Reubenites, when the earth opened its mouth right in the middle of all Israel and swallowed them up with their households. Notice it's with their household. Salvation was brought by Jesus for you and your household. Now he's letting you know he's also the God of judgment on the radicals, because these people whom he swallowed alive and their household was done to give a lesson to those who would rebel. He says, with their household, their tents, and every living thing that belonged to them. That includes their animals. But it was your own eyes that saw all these great things the Lord has done. Observe, therefore, all the commands I am giving you today, so that you may have the strength to go in and take over the land. Why would you need strength for you to claim the promised land? Because without it, you're going to go on your own steam, and I hate to tell you what happens. That you are crossing the Jordan to possess, and so that you may live long in the land that the Lord swore to your forefathers to give to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. So the land of Israel doesn't belong to everyone else. It belongs to whom God says he promised. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come, where you planted your seeds and irrigated it by foot as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to the end. Isn't that a cool deal? So if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your hearts and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season. Both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain new wine and oil. I will provide grass in the field for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be careful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will shut the heavens so that it will not rain, and the ground will yield no produce, and you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you. Fix these words of mine in your heart. So he's serious. And in your minds, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses or on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land. For the Lord swore to give your forefathers as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. Verse 22, if you carefully observe all these commands I am giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him, then, say then.
Then.
The Lord will drive out all these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you. Every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory will tend from the desert to Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Western Sea. No man will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God, as he promised you, will put the terror and fear of you on the whole land, wherever you go. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The curse if you disobey and the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods, which you have not known. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land you are entreating to possess, you are to proclaim, O Mount Gerizim, and the blessings, and on Mount Ebal, the curses. As you know, these mountains are across the Jordan west of the road, towards the setting sun, near the great trees of Morek, in the territory of those Canaanites living in the Arabah, in the vicinity of Gilgal. You are about to cross the Jordan to enter and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you. When you have taken it over and are living there, be sure that you obey all the decrees and laws I am setting before you. That's a lot to digest, but I would suggest that you rehearse it on your own. Underline the parts that are speaking to you, and if there's corners that you haven't done or couldn't do, you need help. And the helper is the Holy Spirit. I also have an observation that might be helpful. How many of you have ever planted a garden? Put your hand up. Thank you. How do you plant the garden seeds? But it's backbreaking work, isn't it?
Yes.
You've got a stoop. How many of you have ever had to go out and pick all the string beans off the plants for a good size row? Then you know that if you don't get on your hands and knees, your back's going to bother you.
Amen.
Right? That's the type of land that Egypt had. It was irrigated from the river water. So rain was not very common. So every time they wanted to have some food, there was a price to pay in their body. Yeah. If you go to Israel, you will find that everything grows on trees.
Oh.
Bananas, apples, fruit trees of every kind that you can imagine. You don't have to stoop and get a backache. You just might have to reach up and eat.
Reach up.
Get a clue what God is saying to you. If you live in the old land where you're backbreaking, trying to survive as on your own, you work and work to try to make the family happen and fed, and that includes the family over there, it's work. I heard a person the other day say to me, I can't go to church because I'm actually working 6.5 days a week. So I really don't think I'll have time. And I thought to myself, well, he looks like he's going to be in the garden for a couple of 3 years until he learns that it hurts your back. Oh. And it hurts your knees.
Come on, come on.
And it hurts your hands because you're working in the dirt. Instead of standing high and picking the fruits that God has prepared, including the grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can have a glass of wine and enjoy your evening.
No.
Are you listening?
Amen. Amen.
How far do you have to stoop to pick up the wheat? It's at waist level. Think about what they had to choose. They wanted to go back. Why? Because it was familiar. Has anybody got a headache right now?
Come on.
You lived in the old and you want to continue in the old?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go back and live in Egypt where all these foreign gods live and are worshipped? Have a party. I'll watch while you're hurting on your knees. Your back is sore. Your muscles are weakening. And you're getting older by the minute. Whereas if you're having your hands up high and reaching for the apples and the grapes and all this incredible fruit that are everywhere in Israel. I can tell you that when I was in Israel 20 years ago, I had never had a radish salad. I didn't even know there was such an animal as a radish salad. I learned that they have them. You know why? Because even in Israel, the radishes come out the size of apples. I couldn't believe it. The size of these fruit that they had, the spies brought home one group of grapes, and it took a pole to carry it. Huh. And you know what?
Come on.
2 out of 12 had their eyes on the Lord. 10 out of the 12 said, oh, there are giants in there. And I did learn not too long ago that they were actually cannibals. And I said, oh my God, this is not provable. And there is a scripture that verifies it. But what I'm saying to you is they were so accustomed to living in fear, they had no understanding that this was such a place of such abundance. And it was prepared for them by the Lord. And yes, some of them didn't believe. And you know what? They had an early grave. The ones that did believe were their children. Think about this. I remember one Sunday morning in July. And my sister Peggy, we can talk about her, she's not here today.
I'm telling.
Yeah, you can tell. But and she was right there, sitting in her seat. And I just don't remember exactly how she got this word, except she had a vision. And she saw me with a little girl holding her in my arms. And I walked several feet. And then she saw me with a little boy. Now that doesn't happen in Pharaoh's church because they don't allow it. But in this church, the prophetic word was, you're going to have a little girl, and then for some odd reason as you walk, you had a little boy. Day exactly 12 months later to the day Faith Amelia was born. And 2 years and 1 week was my little boy born. They're 1 year and 1 week apart. Today, they're at my house waiting for me already. They can twist you in every direction.
Yes, they can.
5 and 4. This week, she told her grandmother, or her great-grandmother and I, that she had her second and third day of school. And she was very excited to tell us that she did her homework before she came to our house. All homework's done. Don't have to worry, Grandma. Grandpa, I can have fun now. Homework's done. And I'm thinking, wait a few years.
Amen.
All right? The little one is now very aware that Big Sister is no longer there, you know, for all these hours. And they've been together, of course, ever since they've been born, practically. So what am I saying to you? The word of knowledge came. Now I've got a 5 and a 4. And I don't know how many more. That's up to God. And qualified parents, of course. But the Lord announced it a year before. Wouldn't you like to have notice of what's happening next year? Stick around.
Oh, come on, come on.
Stick around. God will feed you what you need to know.
Yes, he will.
And you're entering in a new age, a new year, where the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I predict, will blossom. Because he wants you to blossom. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want you to sit where you've been.
Yes, come on.
1 foot in Egypt and 1 foot in the promised land.
Yes.
Isn't it time to change?
Amen.
Isn't it time to think about God's calendar for a change?
Yes.
Isn't it time that you awaken to the promises he's prepared? And if he has prepared them, you need to know that they are willingly going to be released to you. And inspiration by dreams and visions and words of knowledge. And sometimes a word from the Word of God. Don't underestimate his abilities. Don't underestimate his capacity to bless you beyond what you've known. Will there be a price? Absolutely. Every time you get a word of knowledge, the enemy comes to try to steal it. That's what he does. He's going to try to get you convinced that you've wasted your time while you were here today. He's going to try to turn everything around, because that's what he does. He twists and turns, and he deceives. It's not time to be deceived anymore.
Amen.
It's time to go with what he's already prepared.
Amen.
So would you bow your heads, please? Say, Lord Jesus, what's of you?
Confirmed in my heart.
Will take me through.
5779.
I'm ready.
I'm expecting.
5779.
79.
To be a year.
With blessings.
Mighty blessings.
Because Jesus
was sacrificed. He is the Lamb that paid the price for me. So I won't be cursed. Because it'll fall off of me.
Because
of his blood,
which covered my sin
and made me holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Happy New Year, Lord.
And Happy New Year to each of you.
Amen.